Welcome to Hachzeik, the Daily Mussar Impact Initiative.
As Be'ez Hashem, we're learning the Choyves Alvavis in Shara B'tochen, and he just said something very powerful. The more you do it, the good part is the beginning of the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu, Baruch Hagev Asher Yiftach Hashem. But he says also, when a person removes his bitachon from Hashem and he's b'teach in ben Adam, it causes error, it causes bad things to happen. It's said that if you don't work on your bitachon, as human nature automatically, as you look to have bitachon in something, you need security, as automatically you're going to look into something else. As what is the other things that people are b'teach in? As interesting, the Choyves Alvavis is going to speak about over here, not only in other people, but in yourself. The people who have bitachon atzmi, it's called, they have self-confidence, they put their bitachon in themselves, and because of that, they don't have bitachon in Hashem. As what is a person by Teachan, he's going to handle three angles. He's a clever person, he's a smart person. He has a lot of koiches. And then in the Hemshech, he's going to talk about Oishra. He has a lot of money, and that gives him a lot of assets that he feels comfortable with life, that he could be mistader with life. As those are the three things that pull us away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because we feel we have the koiches to do it ourselves. As im yiftach al chachmasoi v'tach b'losoi v'koyach gufoi v'shtadlusoi yegia l'rik v'yechlish koychoi. Because he removes his bitachon from Hashem, because this, as it's going to cause that he should be yegia l'rik v'yechlish koychoi. Not all the times your koychis work. You have a lot of koychis, but it sometimes falls short. V'tikzitach b'losoi mehesik chefsoi. You could be a big pikeach, but not all the times your chachmas goes. Sometimes with our smartness causes us to get trapped and lose. Not all the time the big gibayrim win melchama. They're strong people that get killed and lose too. Not always brilliant people are very wealthy. Sometimes they don't even have any money. A kfir is very strong. It's a young lion, a powerful lion, has a lot of koyach. The rashu ve'evu, there are times they don't have food. And then he says, in yiftach v'roiv ashrei, that's the other thing people avoteich in yisum imenu v'yishul azulasai. As it's very, being that we're handling in Purim, at least in Eretz Yisrael, it's Purim. As Haman was asa atzma yafay de zara, Gemara Megillah, Yoram and Beis, tachas anatzus, yala v'roish, tachas Haman sha asa atzma yafay de zara. What does it mean? It means he made himself into a gachka, into an idol. No. It means he thought he was running the world. He was a top superpower. He was running the most powerful country in the world. It was running over all the other nations, 127 nations. As he thought he was the one who's running the show, and that's Amalek Bigmatria Ram. That's the society we live in with a strong gaiva. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him. He had a big downfall. Tachas anatzus yala b'roish Mordechai atzadik. Mordechai was a person who was exactly the opposite. He was a person who davened Hashem, even though he had a wife who was very well connected. She was in the government, but still he davened Hashem and he put his bitachon in Hashem. As it's a big lesson, tachas anatzus yala b'roish yala Mordechai atzadik. That's the way Hashem does it. It could be the Rishayim, could be mitkaber for a gvisser of time, but still, at the end, they fall. There was someone who was a big usher in Yerushalayim, and he said he can't believe he would die from Rav. He spoke to a gvisser at tzaddik, and afterwards he had a huge mansion, and he used to go work and do things in his basement. And one time he got trapped in his basement. The door was closed on him by mistake. And he had it secure for security reasons. And no one knew where he was. They looked and looked for him. And after many days they found him, and he was Mace Barov. He believed, I have so much money, he's never going to be Mace Barov. But Lamaisa, Hashem showed him. He said, the head of Apple, he became a millionaire. But at the age of 52, he got a disease, and as much money as he had, he couldn't save himself. Because we always need Hashem. And as much as we have, as smart as we are, but the emes is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. As Yosemi Menu V'Yishalu Zulasai, and many times there are people who are very successful and they have a lot of money and they lose it. I've met some. It's very sad. Asha Yishka V'lo Yesev Eina Pchach V'Einenu, his money goes. V'amal Tigala Asha Mibinas Chachnal V'amihisev Ein Chobo V'Einenu V'amichetzi Yom Yazmenu V'achrisa Yiyan Novel. Oy timne mimenu hanasavai. If a person gets too carried away with his wealth and he lets it go to his head, he's b'teach in himself and his koyches and his wealth, as Hashem will give him an einish timne mimenu hanasavai. Haman, with all his wealth, he was one of the richest men in the world. He said, "Kol zein ena shavali, kol zman ashini roya Mordechai haYehudi yoshev b'shar haMelech." A limud for a lot of ashiram. They have a lot of money, but they have a lot of kolzei nenu shavalis. They don't have hanah in the world. They don't have hanah from their wealth. Moshe Shapiro said he went to many ashiram. He stayed in their houses when he went collecting for his yeshivas and his kollel, and he's never met one that was really happy in the world. Because it's nishpashit, even when you have it, to be nene from it. Shamra chochom lo yeshlitenu lekim la'ichum imenu hakol biyad Hashem. Sometimes you see this huge kvirim, hakol biyad Hashem. It doesn't mean he's enjoying it. V'yetz lo pegon sheshoyim oisei min amakoyim ad shiyoshev lemishu v'roi eloi. V'moyisham lechoyti nosin inyin la'aser v'lichnes losis toib v'vnei alekim. Who's this pasuk going on? The Gemara Megillah darshens it on Mordechai and Haman, that all his wealth went to Mordechai. His expensive house went to Mordechai. And you know, it's a nice story, you think. It's true for la'aser lavoi. The Gemara says that all the oitzes of wealth will go to the Yidden. All the beautiful mansions are going to go to the Yidden. Yeah. Bez Hashem Lasad Lavoi, we're going to move into the King David Hotel, the Waldorf in Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim. All the nice places are going to go to us. We're going to live in the mansions in Yerushalayim and Rechavia and Chulei. They're all going to go to the Tzadikim when they come to Yerushalayim. Sometimes even in this world it happens, and sometimes it'll happen Bez Hashem Bekarev. Sometimes his einish is that the moment is sibis rasai va'avda nafshai. Ganovim will kill him, or other ways it'll cause bad. Yeshua cholu tachas Hashem es oisa shama lebaylov lerasai. Sometimes he'll eat up all his schar in Olam Hama because he's nene from his money. And when he comes to the Olam HaEmes, which is so much better, he'll have lost everything. It's Shama L'Rasai. It looks like, wow, he's living it up. Yavai Hayoim V'lo Yehaloi Klum. When the world is going to be so good and he's really going to want it. Number one, Rasai Mamish, and number two, it could really be bad for him. That's how careful we have to be, as chachamim as we are, as much kaychis as we are, have, and as rich as we are, to put our bitachon in Hashem, hakol biyad Hashem. That will be zaycha tahabe baruch hagevel, asher yiftach b'Hashem, menuchas hanefesh, to be sameach, not chas v'shalom, the other side of the coin.
You have been listening to a shiur by Hachzeik, If you have been impacted, please share with others. For the daily share, please visit hachzek.com or call 516-600-8080.